How's my baby doing? She's doing good. That's good to hear. Yeah, not too long ago. I'm still all jet lagged. I know. You're always right. Yeah. It was my fault. I should have stayed up. I don't know. I might get better in a couple days. We're missing each other like ships in the night. Well, at least when I wake up, you're in bed. Yeah, I'm just tired. What are you doing? That sounds fun. No, I'm being sarcastic. Obviously, it sounds terrible. I'm sorry. How much more do you gotta do? Ugh, that's terrible. I mean, yeah. If I could switch places with you, I would. I'd much rather you be napping all day and I'll be working. Yeah, but travel doesn't really count as work, you know? Yeah, I guess it wasn't for pleasure. You know what? No one has asked me that question in so long. Yeah, I remember in the olden days when you go through customs immigration and you go up to whatever country you're going to, their immigration booth. They'd always ask you, they'd be like, business or pleasure? I never get that question anymore. I mean, I guess they ask the same question. They're like, what are you doing here? But it doesn't sound as nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I like traveling through Europe. It's so much easier. Not so many, like, border crossings where you have to, you know, find your passport and tell them you don't have any fruits or vegetables. Or yeah, the same old, same old. Yeah, I mean, things out there are getting better. I mean, it's getting better, it's getting worse. Yeah. I know. Well, that's your biggest fear, is this becomes the new normal. I know. Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. No, never. You'd rather know what's going on than have me placate you and tell you things that aren't true. Yeah. Yeah. Put down your computer. Here, just for a little bit. Come here. Because I haven't just had you, like, in my arms for way too long. Come here. Come here. I can tell you're nervous. You're stressed out. I know. It's been... 2020 was a hard year. 2021 was also very hard. It's completely normal for it to be, like, nervous about 2022. There's so much to be uncertain for in the future, and I completely understand why you're anxious and why you're scared. I do. I'm anxious and scared, too. I feel like we all are, you know, collectively. It's like we've all been holding our breath for 2 years. I'm starting to run out of oxygen. Yeah. Yeah. This, like, age of abundance, we're worried about shortages. When there is so much, we're worried that we won't have enough. Yeah, I know. But none of that really matters. I mean, it does matter. It matters in, like, a... It matters outside of these walls. You know? But inside of these walls, I'm gonna do everything I can to keep you safe. To keep us safe. From whatever's gonna happen. Yeah, from everything. I only have one job in this life. Well, I guess it's I guess I have two jobs. Yeah. One of them's keeping a roof over your head. The second one's keeping you safe. If I can do both those jobs, I've lived a pretty good life. That's all I ever want to do is just take care of you. It's not a burden. It's what I want. I want to keep you safe. I don't want bad things to happen to you. I don't want the world to hurt you. Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm super stoked you have this. I know you're really lucky to get it, but I'm super stoked you're able to stay at home. Yeah. I'm okay with me being the one who goes out and takes the risk. I want you to be nice and safe. Just. Yeah. I know. We're gonna make it through this. We will. Because we've always have. We've always made it through things. Not only us, but just humanity, people. It never ceases to amaze me how resilient humanity is. It's remarkable. The human ability to, you know, rebound, to innovate, to come up with solutions. There's hope. It's not all grim and dark. There's hope. The world isn't ending. It's not even close to ending. Yeah. And even if society completely breaks down and we're in like some kind of Mad Max post-apocalypse future, I'm totally ready for it. Yes, I have watched enough dystopian fiction that I think we're totally fine in the post-apocalypse. Mm-hmm. We're getting a boat. That's my apocalypse move. Yeah, you get a boat, right? And you just, you know, we can fish. That's food. It's sustainable. You know, you stay close to shore. It's not bad. I mean, I don't know what the apocalypse is. I'm just assuming it's just a generic. No. The zombie plan's way different. You gotta go somewhere cold for the zombie plan. See, it's not all that bad. It could be worse. There could be zombies. I mean, I probably should knock on wood. Is the coffee table real wood? I am gonna hope it is. It's okay, baby. We're gonna be okay. I can't be sure, but I can be almost as certain as I can be. All that I really know is that I'll just do everything in my power to take care of you. Keep you safe. I promise I won't let anything bad happen to you. Yeah. We'll be okay. I know, baby, I know. I probably didn't sleep at all since I've been away. Yeah. At least I'm in bed every night. Well, I'm watching TV because I'm awake, but at least I'm there. Yeah, you were able to sleep all through the night last night. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just watching Golden Girls. Yeah. I know. But... And Golden Palace, which... It's a lot better than you think it is. I don't know why you keep... Give it a chance. Yeah. Let me watch it now, since we're both awake. No. Oh, yeah, you have to go back to work, don't you? I've been a distraction, haven't I? Such a bad influence on you. Here you are trying to work. I'm just... getting you to blow off the deck. No, not entirely, just for a little bit. You need a break, though. Everyone needs a break. Yeah. What? Nothing. No, nothing. I just love you, that's all. Are you going to leave me now? Go back to work. Hey, that was, I mean, it was on my mind, but that's not what I was, I didn't expect that to happen. No, I know, I know. Yeah, like, my reward if I'm able to stay awake until, like, 8 p.m. I think I can do it. I just gotta, like, chug a Red Bull. Yeah, and some coffee. And not lay down anymore. Maybe I'll go to the gym. Yeah, that might wake me up. Just comfy and sleepy. And if you see me fall asleep on this couch, don't let me, wake me up. Send my ass to the gym. I'm just gonna lie here with my eyes closed for like 5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, you can go back to work. I'm not gonna go back to sleep. I'll be up. I'm just so comfy. Yeah, like a cat in a sunspot. You sure you don't want any help? Yeah, I might be half asleep, but I'm still like, I'm half a person right now. That's more than not a person's help. I don't know, I can like collate stuff, or I guess, I mean, spell check might not be my forte right now, but I can check things over. Yeah, whatever you need. Okay, if you change your mind. Yeah. Yeah, after the gym, I'll be more than happy to help you. Oh my god, if you want me to read that over, I'll totally do it. Yeah, it's no problem. In fact, let me, that's giving me motivation. I'm gonna get up now. Oh, I do not want to move at all. Okay, I'm gonna go work out. I love you. Yeah, I'll read it over when I get back. I'll probably be gone for like 45 minutes. Yeah, not too long. Okay. Alright. That way I won't fall asleep for sure. Are there any more Red Bulls in the fridge? They're all warm. Can you put one in the fridge for me when I get back? You are the greatest. I love you so much. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go get changed, then I'm gonna go. Alrighty. You got this, baby. Yes, you do. You totally got this. I believe in you. Of course I believe in you. I am your number one fan. I always will be. Alright, make me proud. I'll make you proud too. You'll see when I get back. Yeah. The small amount of 1 day gains. Alright. Yeah. I'll make sure I stay up till 8. Oh, I promise I will.